So what are the rules on foot faults, and when does a line judge call them? Jeff Ponder is a former line judge with the U.S. Tennis Association, and he joins us now. Mr. Ponder, what is the rule? What is a foot fault exactly?
Well, the rule is that you cannot, in the motion of your serve, step on the line. There's the baseline that's in the back of the court that you basically stand behind, and you cannot touch it with any part of your foot.
So it's not a matter of going over it. You can't even touch it.
You can't even touch it.
While you're serving. Well, you've seen right. The footage of the matching question. Did Serena Williams commit a foot fault, do you think?
You can't tell from the angle on the TV. If it's she's stepping on the line, you can possibly see it. But that angle that they shot, there was just no way to tell.
And from where the line judge is sitting, did she have a good view of it, do you think?
Yes. She would have known, absolutely.
Well, I guess there is a separate question beyond whether it was a foot fault. The question being, do you call it at that point of the match, knowing that that would give the match to the other player?
You're taught from day one when you become a line umpire, that you call foot faults, and it's just part of your training.
You would have done the same thing. You would have called it.
I would have called it, yes. You know, the other thing is it's built into your psyche. It's part of the game. It's part of what you do. Sometimes you may forget where you are or the moment, but I still think that it is a rule. It has to be upheld, and unfortunately it was called, or, you know, it happened.
I gather foot faults are not reviewable under USTA rules, right? You can't challenge that?
There's no camera. There's nothing on that they can review, no.
Do you think that might change now?
Absolutely, it probably could.
You know, I did read this on a blog. Bruce Jenkins, blogging for the San Francisco Chronicle, says, the big story is a lines woman who torched the U.S. Open and gets to skate without her name being revealed. He says, Bruce Jenkins says, she should be barred from working at all future U.S. Open events. Do you think that the lines woman bears some responsibility here, at least that we should know who she is, what her name is?
No. She was doing her job. Does it make any difference who she is? No, it doesn't. Anybody who's at that level, who's at a semifinal match of the Women's U.S. Open, is a very, very qualified umpire and should be there.
What kind of training would she have had?
To be at that level, you have to put in days and days and years of on-court training to be at that level.
You've been a line judge for the U.S. Open for a number of years, I gather, before you retired. You've been on the court with Serena Williams, right?
Yes, I have.
And did her response over the weekend surprise you?
She's always been very even-tempered to me. But she does have a tendency to foot fault, and she knows it. Most of us know it, but it's part of her game. She should have changed it probably a few years ago, maybe just stepping back a little bit, but I've never had any problems with Serena. Hmm. She's always been, on the matches that I've done, which has been several, she's always been very polite and, like I said, very even-tempered. But like I said before, it's a rule. And, you know, if the line umpire sees it, it's her job to call it.
Well, Jeff Ponder, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jeff Ponder is a former line judge with the U.S. Tennis Association. He has officiated at 7 U.S. Opens.